Hey, I'm Marcy. I'm thrilled to welcome you to the first broadcast of Behind the Lyric, a show dedicated to giving a conversational touch to the vocals in electronic dance music. I ask some of today's top singer-songwriters to talk a bit about their own lyrics. Today, you will hear myself, Susie Soler, Colleen Riley, Shelley Harland, and Liz Chiarelli discuss what some of our lyrics meant to us while we were writing them. And you will also hear a bit about the lyric writing process. We are all happy to share a bit of ourselves this way with you, the listener. I'd like to start by talking about my release with Yamin on Abora Recordings' Blanket of White. That's the song you're hearing right now. In my opinion, lyrics can be very personal, but at the same time, lyricists are writing for an audience's ear, and the telling of a story through song makes the story part of the community. When a lyric is married to a melody, the words can be heightened to convey something deeper than they would if they were simply spoken, and once lyrics reach an audience, the listener's interpretation becomes a major part of the story. This song is one of seduction. It was inspired by a man who I felt was in pain from a broken relationship. The man I'm singing to in the song feels he was left alone, out in the cold, and he's given up and allowed himself to freeze. I'm asking him to find warmth through me. Sometimes detachment is a way for us to deal with a pain because it means we don't have to feel it. Unfortunately, if we let ourselves go numb to pain, we inevitably become numb to positive feelings as well. I use the visual of a snow angel to show an emotional freeze, and also because for me, a snow angel represents the innocence of childhood when lying in the cold snow is magical and full of possibility and not a submission to the urge to fade away. A snow angel has wings, and even when we feel like we're knocked down in the cold, I hope we can still find the strength to deal with our emotions and lift ourselves up again. The twist in this song is that I'm seducing a man who is perhaps longing for someone else. In the lyrics, I'm acknowledging that I'm not first in his mind, but I still feel I can help. I'm accepting his baggage and hoping he'll see that a new relationship can be better than the one that hurt. I'm asking him to let me in, even though it's hard for him to open up and trust. This song is based a lot on my imagination. I never ended up with this man. Actually, at the time, I did not feel I knew him well enough to even discuss his personal pain with him directly. What felt difficult to discuss in person felt natural to sing about. I saw a momentary glimpse of this man's heartache and I empathized. I was inspired to sing about my thoughts on healing and moving forward in life after pain knocks us down. I felt I had a story to tell, and I've only explained a small portion of it. I will let the rest of it speak through the lyrics and music. I believe there is something new to be found in it by every listener at any moment, and I hope you enjoy it. You can hear this song without commentary at my website, www.webmarcy.com, or on MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. It's also for sale at all major retailers. Now I have the honor of introducing DJ Susie Solar, who is going to discuss her track, Arizona vs. Susie Solar, Samurai.
Hi, I'm DJ Susie Solar, and I'd like to talk about my track, Samurai. It's co-produced with Thomas Bronzeware, also known as Arizona. By coincidence, when we got together to make the track, we had both already wanted to call the track Samurai. The word is significant to me because my mom is Japanese and she was descended from samurai. Growing up, she often talked about her hardships growing up in Japan in that old school traditional family. They later disowned her for marrying an American and for moving to the US. We'll be right back. My mom became mentally ill and then passed away. As she was dying, she never got in touch with her family because of her foolish pride. There was a lot of pain and emotion that came out in the track as I was doing the vocals. Surprised at the amount of fan mail I got from people who really understood what I was trying to convey with the non-lyrical scat. It feels great to see the amount of support that we got for Samurai, so thanks to all of you out there who supported it, and be on the lookout for my new vocal projects coming up.
this is Marcy. I want to thank DJ Susie Solar for participating in the first Behind the Lyric broadcast. You can check Susie out online at www.susiesolar.com. Is Liz Chiarelli, also known as Miss Dextrous.
Hi, I'm Liz Chiarelli, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my song Sweetest Dreams. I wrote it for Corduroy's production, and it was released on Graham Gold's label Relative back in 2002 or 2003, I think. When I wrote the song, I was young and I was falling in love. I was at the start of a new relationship, and it was all very exciting. And you know, when you get those butterflies in your stomach every time you think of that person, and kind of what a beautiful state it is actually to be in. When I listen to the track now, though, it kind of takes on a totally different meaning. It's almost as if I'm singing about an idyllic place, like a utopia almost, kind of a fantasy place where you can escape the pressures of daily life and be free to enjoy pure, beautiful love, kind of spiritual love, really, you know, not an earthly love. But I don't think I kind of was that kind of spiritually developed back then to kind of realise that sort of state. Wrote the song in about 20 minutes. It just came flowing out for me. It was difficult to sing only because I recorded the vocals for it the day after I got back from Ibiza, and my voice was totally destroyed, so it was really, really difficult for me to hit those high notes. And it took quite a long time to lay a half decent vocal down.
In my dreams,
mean, the audience had a massive, fantastic response to the track, actually. I guess because the lyrics can take on such a personal meaning, and you know, I guess I'm singing about something quite powerful. Every time somebody hears the track or finds out that I'm the singer, they kind of just say, oh my god, I love it so much, it's just such a beautiful song. I had no idea at the time how powerful the song would be, and it's great, actually. It's really humbling to kind of know that you've created something that touches somebody so wonderfully. So yeah, enjoy the tune.
Then behind the lyric, Colleen Riley talks about her tune with Kenneth Thomas, Downtime.
Downtime for me was a chance to focus on the monotony of the everyday rat race and write about that much needed breath that we often don't have time to take or don't make time to take. Actually produced the track in a bit of free time that he had, and so named the title. He gave it to me to write the lyrics at a very hectic time in my own life, so I immediately fell in love with the concept and was in need of some downtime myself, so was really happy to have an outlet for that through writing a new track. Most of my lyrics are actually written in the car, which I'm not advocating. But I took his track and went for a quiet Sunday drive and drove around with one hand on the wheel, the other on a pad of paper, and it all just started to come together.
like in today's society, especially here in America, we just don't stop to enjoy the moment, and I wanted to focus on how quickly it passes. I think the line in this song that encompasses this the most is, "I stopped to smell the roses, but their season had passed." It almost makes me want to cry. It just shows how time is so fragile, and I know personally I don't always take that time. So, you know, it just kind of makes you think. For this track was to provide the listener with a short break from the everyday craziness and hopefully give them something to relate to and smile about. I've had a lot of people tell me that they love to listen to this track when they're in the middle of a real chaotic time and just kick back and take a few breaths. And that is so rewarding for me and always a good reminder for myself to do the same.
You can hear this track without commentary on Colleen's webpage, myspace.com/RileyColleen. You are now listening to my track with Yamin on Shaw Music called Butterfly Garden. This track came about after I took two children to a butterfly garden at the Boston Science Museum. The children noticed many butterflies that I couldn't at first discern from the colorful plants. The children seemed to understand how to find butterflies in the garden better than I could. Once I looked through the children's eyes, I suddenly realized butterflies were everywhere in the garden. Had I stayed in my own paradigm, I would have missed out on something very beautiful. It made me appreciate the genuine sense of wonder and openness with which children view the world. Thank you. I love to write about nature, but I didn't think to write a song about this experience until I was talking to Yamin about how it affected me. He suggested that Butterfly Garden would be a good title for a song, and I realized he was right. I spent a long time freely writing pages of poetry and prose. The song went through many rewrites before I was able to pare it down to the minimal lyrics you hear. I wanted this to be abstract, not heavy in lyrics, but full of metaphor and allegory. I didn't want to have many vocal lines tell this story because I preferred it to be a short musical prayer. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what I felt the Butterfly Garden best symbolized to me. I ended up writing a request to a butterfly to place my longings on its delicate wings. I felt the butterfly could soar easily with the knowledge of what weighs me down, and thus help me feel more free. In the lyrics, I'm asking to share my longing with the butterfly by linking my heart's rhythm to the rhythm of its flight. I know I must stay on the ground, and I know it can't stay with me, but I want part of me to fly with the butterfly. Create a vocal melody that fit the fluttery nature of a butterfly. Yamin's music inspired my vocal melody and lyrical structure, and in turn my lyrics and melody inspired him to add instrumental elements that evoke the visual of a butterfly garden. The chopped vocal is representative of the delicate and quick comings and goings of the butterfly. This song was exhausting to write. It took many hours before I was happy with the lyrics and vocal melody, and when I was done, I remember just feeling cleansed and exhausted. The garden was a relaxing place to be, but the song it inspired was an emotional journey. You can hear this song without commentary on my website, webmarcy.com, or on MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. It is also for sale at all major retailers. Next on Behind the Lyric is Shelley Harland. Harland has written and performed on tracks such as Sleep Thief's The Dawn Seeker, Delirium's Above the Clouds, and Ferry Corsten's Holding On. Here, Shelley will discuss the acoustic version of her tune, Here in the Dark, featured in the 2004 Acid Planet Remix Contest.
In the Dark is based on hiding your true feelings in order to not feel rejected or in order to protect another person's feelings and how the things that you're feeling are making you feel like a criminal, yet at the same time they're making you feel alive and excited. Having said that, this song has ended up meaning a lot of different things to a lot of different people, so I think I'll just leave it up to the listener. I've had a huge response to this song from fans, so I'm guessing it's something we all think from time to time. It was actually originally on my album Saltbox Lane as a more electronic sounding version. But I really wanted to put it on this album, Red Leaf, because it's a song that just has connected with so many people. And I wanted to hear an acoustic version of it as well. And I'm really pleased I did it because I love the sound of it. It was also remixed over 900 times for the Acid Planet contest, which I promised at the start I would listen to all the remixes, so I kind of had to stick to that. And later, I was kind of a bit worried I might not ever like my song again. I get messages about this song every day, so many, and lots of people asking to remix the song. So I guess it's another one that people connect to.
Here in the dark, I feel electric. I sense my skin in between the waves. I am human, I am criminal, but I feel life here in my heart again. Standing in the rain, thinking of a way to keep these feelings in the dark. I feel electric. sense my skin in between the waves. I am human, I am criminal, but I feel alive here in my heart again. Only for you, only for you, only you, only you, only for you, only for you, only you, only you. I am human, I am criminal, but I feel alive here in my heart again.
You can hear this song without commentary on Harland's website, myspace.com/Harland. Harland's music is also for sale at all major retailers. Next on Behind the Lyric is Liz Chiarelli, also known as Miss Dextrous.
Right, the next song I'm going to talk to you about is One Temptation, which is a song that I released on Adam White's label, Emelodic. It's out now. Basically it's a story about a kind of secret romance. Something new and exciting, but something you kind of want to keep quiet. I wanted the lyrics to be like quite uplifting. And playful in a way. It took me a long time to write the lyrics and get the rhyming sounding good without them being obvious and cheesy. I just think there is a tendency to write really cheesy lyrics, and it's an easy trap to fall into as well. So I tried really hard to make the rhymes clever and not use obvious words. Yeah, very often I'll come up with a melody for a song first. Get the melody clear in my head and then put the lyrics to the melody, as was the case with this song. I knew what I wanted to write about, but I found it quite hard to find words that fitted with my melody. And I was really, really happy when I finally finished the track, and was absolutely thrilled when Adam White said he loved it. It was a big relief. I worked very hard on it. And yeah, it's getting good reviews so far, I think. So that's another bonus. And it does have a special meaning for Adam and his girlfriend as well, which again is a blessing, because I know that Emma was saying that that she felt exactly how the lyrics described it when she first met Adam. So yeah, again, I'm really happy with kind of the reaction to that track so far, even though I know it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but still, yeah, it's all good.
You can hear this song without commentary on Liz Chiarelli's website, www.myspace.com/missdextrous. It is also for sale at all major retailers. Hey, this is Marcy, and next up is my tune with Yamin called So Tired, coming out soon on Diverted Recordings. I love the intro bells because they fit the idea of coming home or announcing an arrival. First two verses to this song on my walk home from work one night. Yamin was working on a new instrumental that had a dramatic sound to it, and I felt these lyrics could go well with it. It turned out that the melody I wrote on my walk fit pretty well with what he was working on. Of course, Yamin and I always work very closely on our collaborations, so this song went back and forth quite a bit before we were happy with all the pieces. I wrote this song at a time when I was living on my own, when I needed a lot of space to think, create, and stay organized. There was one day when I was coming home and I was kind of half wishing I had someone to greet me, but half glad that I didn't because I wasn't really ready to be intimately sharing my space with someone. I've lived with lovers, and I've lived with family and with roommates, and not every living situation was pleasant. It's exhausting to come home from a long day and be in a living environment that doesn't feel safe or is conflict-ridden. This song is about coming home to a fight with my lover. I don't want to leave him, but at the same time, I can't deal with the constant arguing. I want to have a happy home, but I'm not sure if he can be part of it.
Yeah.
drawing the line and saying, tell me right now why I should stay with you, because I really don't know if I can live with you anymore. I think big decision moments are very interesting to sing about because there's so much at risk surrounding them. These lyrics are directed at a lover, but I think they can apply to any situation that we find ourselves in where we just don't know if it is helping or hurting us anymore. I love the person I'm living with in the song, or it would be easy to leave him. I'm realizing that maybe we fell off course somewhere, and maybe we can't find our way back. You can hear this track without commentary on my website, webmarcy.com, or on MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. Also, check out the Diverted Recordings page, www.divertedrecordings.com. That brings us to the end of the first broadcast of Behind the Lyric. I hope you enjoyed it and gained some new perspectives. I want to thank DJ Susie Solar, Colleen Riley, Shelley Harland, and Liz Chiarelli for participating, and this station for broadcasting. Thank you also to Ben Borden for his engineering work. If you have any thoughts on this show, please contact me through my website, www.webmarcy.com, or through MySpace, www.myspace.com/webmarcy. I'm looking for participants for future broadcasts, so please send me any suggestions you have. Also, feel free to send in questions for our next guests. What would you like to know about your favorite lyric? I'm your host, Marcy, and thank you for listening to Behind the Lyric.